straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm unforgettable.
When he's on the clock, Parko, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
Now, Jake,
I'll tell you what I'm enjoying, Bristol. I'm enjoying the fact that Friday nights I get to stay home and then I come in and you all pile back in from interstate. And everyone's tired and a bit angsty. It's perfect. And the BT Vault, of course, just sums this all up nicely. Now, we brought this to your attention on the back of a set of tapes that were sold at a garage sale and then presented to Triple M. And we've had a field day with him, one-on-one interviews, BT, back in his... sort of early days.
Probably not the prime.
Early days.
There's a big legal case pending as well.
3UZ, the good sports, of course. George Foreman was the first one, and for those of you who listened to that one, it was groundbreaking. Twice during that interview, George took a call from someone else. Never been heard before in broadcasting history. Then Nadia Comaneci, and Bristol asked why at nine she didn't retire after a poor performance. Craig Loganis, Carl Lewis, Shane Heal, George again, he went back to the well, Larry Burrell, Dar Davies, who none of us had ever heard of, and then 3UZ, the good sports on Valentine's Day. We saw a softer side of Brian as he went around the country.
Do-a-diddy.
And then last week, a hard interview with a man from Fitzroy called Craig.
That's right.
So, we get to...
It was a bankrupt.
We get to today.
That's right, the bankrupt.
It took Bristol 10 minutes to work out that at one stage in his life, he was bankrupt. All right, so... And this is a big name. A big name in 1991. The Indian captain, Muhammad Azharuddin, one-on-one with our man.
5 seconds, Muhammad Azharuddin. 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome back to 3UZ, the good sports. Well, the first test kicks off this Friday up in Brisbane. On the line now, we have the skipper of the Indian team, Muhammad Azharuddin. Good morning to you, Muhammad.
Good morning.
You are looking for a strong performance. I guess your lead-up hasn't been exactly what you ordered in the fact that many of your bowlers and batsmen haven't struck form yet, but you'd be looking for a change of form come Friday.
Yeah, sure.
How does this team compare with the strong Indian combinations of recent years?
It's a very good sign, you know. It's got youth and experience as well.
What about, I mean, how's team morale at the moment? I mean, we know that we're going to expect better things of the Indians come the test series, of which they're much more adapted to playing. But, I mean, how's morale going?
Oh, it's very good,
What about Kapil Dev? I mean, his form, you'd be pretty pleased with that?
Yeah, he's doing well,
And, I mean, what do you find is perhaps the thing that's not going well for India at the moment, the batting or the bowling?
I think you've not been doing well in both aspects.
What about yourself, the skipper, extra burden? You're finding it a bit of a load to carry?
No, not really.
Okay, well, we've been speaking with the skipper of the Indian cricket side, and as you can tell, he's in a bit of a hurry to get away, so we'll have to let him go now. Muhammad Azharuddin, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
To be fair, not Bristol's sweet spot cricket. I do love the house team morale. They haven't played a test match yet. The series hasn't started.
How's Kapil Dev going? Good.
Yeah, he really softens him up, doesn't he? You're basically being terrible, you're batting and you're bowling.
Which bit aren't you happy with? The batting or the bowling? Or both?
And then he goes, he's giving nothing for 10 minutes. He goes, oh, we can tell he's in a bit of a hurry.
What we thought we'd do. Oh, it's a liquid gold.
I think that's my new favourite.
Gold. And so what we thought we'd do
is... I didn't think it could get any better.
Pretty expansive answers for a moment. So we thought we'd bump them all together. Have a listen to the answers out of that interview.
Good morning. Yeah, sure. It's a very good sign. You know, it's got youth and experience as well. Oh, it's very good. Yeah, it's doing well, yes. I think you've not been doing well in both aspects. No, not really. Thank you very much.
That was it.
And again, Damo, some beautifully positioned
Wow.
All right. So on the same day, this is 3AZ the Good Sport. On the same show. By the way, Bristol, you must have had a bloody good producer because that's a good get. Yeah, leading into the first test.
We did. We had a great producer. Matty Weiss, he was unreal. Now up at Fox Sports in Sydney, I think.
Well, that is,
to was get Bruce the, McAvaney's right-hand man for quite a few years.
To get the Indian captain prior to the first test is a good get and a big name in sport at the time.
Massive.
Same thing can't be said about this lady, Tammy Colclough.
Who?
Tammy Colclough. Who, you ask?
5 seconds. Tammy Colclough. 1, 2, 3, 4. With me now on 3AZ the Good Sports, I have one of Australia's... No, start again. 5 seconds, Tammy Colclough. 1, 2, 3, 4. With me now on 3AZ the Good Sports, I have the fastest female beach sprinter in Victoria. Last week, she won the beach sprint event at the Victorian Lifesaving Championships and also took home another gold medal in the relay. She will be competing in the Australian titles in Perth next week. Representing the Portsea Surf Lifesaving Club, I welcome Tammy Colclough. How are you, Tammy?
Well, thank you, Brian.
Well, Tammy, I know that you actually trained quite hard for the state titles, and considering that previously you'd failed in that event, it must have been a great relief and a great honour to win.
Oh, I was so excited. I couldn't believe it at first. And I was wrecked.
Previously, you'd failed that event.
Jeez, he hits him between the eyes, doesn't he?
Brian, you've got to soften him up a bit. You can't go straight after him. Oh, that is just so funny.
And 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is that a real
five?
Why didn't we just do 1, 2, 3?
Or 3, 2, 1?
I like Tammy as well. Very excited to be on the 3AZ the Good Sports. Yeah. Thank you, Brian.
Beach sprinter.
Victoria's number one beach sprinter back in the day. Oh, I tell you
must
what,
must have
Ron.
Been just filling the spot.
Oh, no. What are we possibly dealing with? This is the gift that keeps giving. There's no doubt about it.
I thought Nadia Comaneci was my favourite. I think Mohammed Azharuddin has now surpassed it.
Yep.
Somehow.
And the bit with Mohammed I love the most is you could tell Brian's going, well, I've just about run out of any questions I've got for you. How's Kapil Dev going? Yeah.
Just plucked him out.
He was the only one I knew.
The superstar.
Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast. Only on the Triple M app.